Hello there, everyone. In Audio Blue Land, it's Brian Ford here, and I'm not very happy at the minute. I haven't spoke to you all in ages. It's been a while, and I wish I could talk to you in happier circumstances, but unfortunately I've seen a couple of tweets that have upset me a little over the past half hour or so, and it's to do with the fact that I took over running this radio station, WICS. You may have seen my tweets if you follow. You may have seen my tweets about it if you follow me. If you haven't, then fair days. Basically, I was, if you like, voted in to take over the station from a previous guy who ran the station, so I bought the guy out at his agreement. I didn't force him into it. I didn't force anyone into making a choice they didn't want to do. They did it without any influence from me. Basically, before I took over the station, and after I took over the station, I spent time with the previous guy helping to learn how to use station playlist. I gave him a copy of SPL. It was a copy that I'd bought and paid for and such like. And it was like the second machine that it could be put onto, so I gave that to him. Now, he didn't have to pay for it. He's a tight little get, so he was happy about that. Now, I taught him how to use it. He didn't use it with the JAWS scripts, but that's fine. You can use it without. And then I bought him the Twitter client, Chicken Nugget. I bought him that, which I didn't mind, because he was struggling to use the other client that he used to use, the Cube, as it's not being supported now. Now, some people still use it, but more and more people who are visually impaired or who can't see follow. I use the Chicken Nugget client. Now I didn't mind buying that for him. I bought it for him, obviously, on the proviso that he would use it, so it wasn't a waste of money for me. Now, I didn't force him into any decision. I bought it for him as a gift. And whether he used it or not, I would soon see, because he would use it for tweeting things from the radio for his show on the radio station and such like. And before, he wouldn't do that. Now, when he started to use Chicken Nugget, he found it really easy. He got a hold of it quickly because I held his hand pretty much, so showed him how to use it. And he liked it. And I spent hours helping him with SPL. I spent hours helping him with things that he wanted help with. Things with his computer that he couldn't do. Things, getting him set up with SPL Streamer, which I gave him as well. And then a couple of times he was going to quit the station over stupid things, but we spoke to him about the things that he was having issues with. We resolved them, and he said that we resolved them. Now, whether he was lying to us or not, I don't know. But basically, to cut a long story short, after two times of quitting and then deciding to come back, then he left. And now, basically, he had the balls to tell me that I don't know what I'm doing. Now, whether I know what I'm doing or not, if I don't know what I'm doing, then I'll hold my hands up. But I've been in the radio business for a long time. Doesn't mean I know everything. But I know what I know because of what I picked up in the 10 years I've been involved in internet radio and community radio. And I wouldn't blame you guys if you didn't listen to this, but I kind of feel a little bit better about this, trying to kind of getting out of there. So the guy left and he slagged me off on Twitter, slagged me off in text form, but never said things to my face. He never told me things. Apparently I'm a 30-year-old guy who thinks he knows it all. And I took the station. I stole the station from him. I didn't steal the station. I didn't ask to take over the station. It was voted that I take over the station. And now he set up a new stream, which he calls WICS Radio America. Which, fine, that's entirely up to him, that's his choice. But then he's got the cheek to put Real Radio. Now, before me and another presenter joined the station, it was just him. And he was having issues and problems all the time with his station. He said it, and before I joined, the other presenter said it too. Now, I work with people, I listen to people, I work with their ideas, and if things aren't broken, I don't fix them. I've managed to get the station into iTunes Radio, I've managed to get the station onto TuneIn Radio with hardly any bother. I've managed to do everything that he didn't think I could do. Now, whether he thinks I could do it or not is not an issue. I don't care about that. But at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, I feel hurt because I spent hours helping him out, hours putting time and effort into helping him. And then this is how he repays me. I bought him IDs that he was happy to use in the short time that he had them. And I bet you he even still uses them now. If he uses them now, then fair enough. But the fact now remains that he's still slugging me off now. And I feel quite hurt by that. You know, when I did spend hours of time helping him out, you know, me and, you know, other presenters spent time helping him out. And then he chose to leave. We didn't force his hand. It was his choice. And then he slugs me off. It's not right as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, this has been a little bit better, so thanks for listening. Those of you in audio booland, and it's been a while, and hopefully the next time I talk to you, it'll be a little happier. Take care, everyone, and have a nice day.